start, maybe using what we have in front of us, if you have nothing to present from your own party, then let's take a touch in front of us. Honorable Velma?
Chairperson, I see it's a first draft, but are we going to use the first draft that we had of 2009? Because this one starts in 2010. We'll see one from now, 2 weeks. Okay, we've got the annual program that we had approved. It was approved in our meeting, so that one is not part of this one. We are only continuing from 2009, from 2010.
So you understand that because this one we have not agreed upon it, we are discussing it, and once we are through with this thing, I'm sure it's all going to be compiled, starting since we started up to the last day of our term. Because the annual one has been done, has been concluded. Honorable Law, you seem to... We did the first annual program. Your car, okay, no, that's fine. Are you not ready for this program, my members?
Chairperson, you're looking for comments. I think we made at the two-day breakaway some oral presentations there on what we thought we should be in the program, and I don't have anything to add to what I said there. We've now been given this strategic plan for the 5 years or the 4 years, and you know, just a quick glance at it, it looks good. I'd like to be able to read this tonight and perhaps email you or give you detailed comments. But my general comments I made at the breakaway, and you know, I haven't got something really exciting to add to that. I did make the comments there, and so I would just like to read this now that it's put in a draft. It looks good. Maybe I just have one or two minor suggestions, but I need to read it first, and I'm just looking at it now. So if you'll forgive me, that's my position now. I just want to read it and then make some comments.
Okay. Can I then make a suggestion instead of first sitting here? Can we do what Honorable Law is going to do? The other parties, can you then comment on this draft and then send all those comments through the email? And you must also give me a responsibility to draft the program and based on the comments that you have done, unless you want to meet again for the program. Do you? Honorable Madisha, please. Because I would think that that's DA, so can you, will you have a problem with that? You must just understand that it's a continuation of what we did. Your comments as well were written down. But now we thought that would be...
Basically, you're saying I must not go on.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I was just highlighting that your comments and also what is in front of you. All you have to do is to check if your comments were taken into account. If you need to add or subtract from what is in front of you, you can. Okay.
Thanks. The program is extremely important. Yes, of course, we did meet over a period of 2 days. And they identified a number of areas that we believed we had to go through. But remember, we are saying that we are coming up with a 5-year program. And it is my conviction that, albeit we individually may sit down and go through our individual proposals, it is still very important that we convene at some stage to conclude a 5-year program. If it was, you know, a few months, a program, one would understand. But my organization would be happy if at some stage we meet to finalize a 5-year program. It's very important. Of course, one will sit and come up with whatever one proposes will be important, but I've got to check that with my organization.
You know, that's something that you should have done after we have met. I'm not saying this thing to you. I'm saying it to you because you are responding in such a, in such manner that you must then go to your eyes. When we had made comments on the program, we then agreed that all the parties are going to meet and discuss with their respective parties. So that when we meet today, because what is here is a product of what you have said in that meeting. There is nothing new in this program. Now, we don't have the time. We really don't have the time of sitting again for the program. Because if we have meetings, members, and you don't do your work, you don't do what you are supposed to be doing, we don't have this luxury of time of having meetings all the time. That's the decision that you have taken, and there is nobody who, when we said that we'll be sitting today and finalize the program, and said it is too early. But now that the program is in front of us, we're told that you have to go to sit with your party. You are supposed to have sat with your party before this. Thank you.
Can I make a follow-up?
No, you are not going to make a follow-up.
Then it was useless of you to say that I must say.
Honorable Madisha. Honorable Madisha.
It's useless.
Honorable Madisha. Honorable Madisha.
Yes.
You can't be in this meeting and you want to speak alone. And I have the right to point a person who has to. I didn't say you are not going to speak. But when you start treating me in this manner, then we treat each other in this manner throughout. Because you were part of the meeting. In that meeting, you were quiet. And now today, you are coming with a different attitude. I don't know what political points you want to score. I don't know. But why are you talking like this? Because I gave you a chance to speak. And I have a right to comment on what you are saying. So why should I not comment on what you are saying? You don't do what you are doing. I think we are moving in the right direction. But why to start with this cheap politicking that you are doing? It's not going to assist this committee. It's not going to assist this committee. Honorable,
thank you, Chairperson. I think I need to agree with what has been said by the earlier speaker to say, let us go back and look at the program and send the emails. Hence, we will be sitting here, debating what has been debated previously. I also want to concur that there is no enough time for sitting again and looking and re-looking at the program. So I support what the earlier speaker has been said to say, let us go back and re-look it as members of the committee and send the emails. Thank you.
What has been proposed is supported. Honorable Low.
Thank you, Chair. Can we perhaps just add a time frame to that in terms of the responses from us By when?
Today. By Thursday? This coming Thursday. Okay, let's make it Friday. Okay. Thank you. So, the comments by various parties in finalizing this draft will be sent, and the deadline is Friday. We have come to the end.